This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at it, Chuck Reshow. Final hour of the program is the start of the Brown Liquor Music Hour. Chuck Rhodes gets the first request. Well, Chuck Berry, a little roll over Beethoven. Why? Because it's Chuck Berry's birthday today.
This is very quickly becoming my favorite hour of the show, John Chuck. Not just my favorite hour of the show, but one of my favorite hours of the entire station right here. Yes, sir.
Look, we have fun in the final hour of the program, right? We try to lighten it up a little bit and have a little bit of fun with the music. And, you know, again, we get into rank-ems and all these other kind of things and, you know, the That's Life and all that. So we kind of have a little bit of fun going into the final hour of the program. So is Chuck Berry one of the five most important people in the rock and roll era?
Yeah, because of everybody that stole from him.
Well, yeah.
You can, like, he influenced what? He influenced Elvis.
The Beatles.
Yeah. He influenced the Stones.
Little Richard.
Everybody that's sort of. Little Richard's one of those dudes. He's famous, but he's more famous because of everybody that kind of
covered him. Yeah.
Kind of influenced
him. Well, Bob Dylan's
kind of
that way,
him.
Too. Is it Bob Dylan that way? I mean, Everybody covered Bob Dylan songs and made them bigger than what his songs were.
Yeah, but you could absolutely say that Chuck Berry is one of the most influential and important people in music history, because he inspired so many great artists.
His cousin Marvin.
Yeah, yes. Damn shame what happened to Marvin's hand. Sliced up in his hand, man.
Well, listen, it got their family back together.
It's your cousin, Marvin. Marvin Berry.
You know that new sound you've been looking for? Well, I think it's here, you know.
It is.
Mm-hmm. So here's what we're going to do. We can be fan-friendly again like we were earlier, 404-726-0929. You can say, you know, hey to Oren and give him an aces high. But here's the question that I'm going to ask Falcons fans. I know that there is a definite section of the fan base that wants to see Taylor Heinicke, a definite section of the fan base that doesn't think Desmond Ridder is the guy or whatever like that. How do we know what Desmond Ridder's ceiling is if we don't play him and see what it is? How do we know what his ceiling is? Now, do I think Desmond Ridder looks like a guy right now that is a Super Bowl champion? No, I don't think so. But I would have told you that in Jalen Hurts' second year, he didn't look like a quarterback who was a Super Bowl champion quarterback. And I thought it was funny that after this weekend, I mean, fans were jumping off the Jalen Hurts banner after all of the goodwill that he had built up with Philadelphia fans. Because I follow some of those guys, like John McMullen, even Hot Take Tommy does stuff for the Eagles. Hot Take. But I follow several of those. I mean, I follow all kinds of different beat reporters and guys that I've had on the shows and stuff like that. And people were jumping off the bandwagon with Jalen Hurts. And I'm like, this guy was almost the MVP of the league last year. Like, he was outstanding. And it takes time for quarterbacks. Did Jalen Hurts look like a quarterback that in his first year was going to be a Super Bowl quarterback that would help lead a team to a Super Bowl? No, of course not. But how do we know? How do we know what Desmond Ritter's ceiling is if we don't give him a chance to play? And so let's say you put Taylor Heinicke in. By the way, I thought this was an interesting stat that I saw. Desmond Ritter's turnover worthy plays, he's had 5.3% of his pass attempts that have been turnover worthy. Okay. Last year, Taylor Heinicke was 6.4%. So I'm confident in the fact that I've seen enough of Taylor Heinicke that I think he's a capable backup and not much more. But how do I know what Desmond Ritter is or is not going to be? And just blurting out after 10 starts, well, he's never going to win the Super Bowl. How many quarterbacks really win the Super Bowl? Oren, go through the list of quarterbacks currently in the NFL that are Super Bowl champions. Let me go like this, because there is a caveat. Let me go like this, Oren. Go through all of the starting quarterbacks this past Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and how many guys have won the Super Bowl? Let's go through our Rolodex.
You're taking out Aaron Rodgers. No Aaron Rodgers.
Yes, because that's why I said who started on Sunday, because obviously he's a Super Bowl quarterback. But Mahomes is a Super Bowl quarterback.
Matthew Stafford.
Right. Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson.
Who else? Who's won the Super Bowl?
Is that it?
I believe that's it, is it
not?
Yeah,
Burrow didn't win it. Jalen Hurts didn't win it.
Jared Goff did not win it.
Jared Goff did not win it. Yeah, just those guys we named earlier, minus Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm. So how many teams are there in the NFL nowadays? There's still 32? Okay. So there's three quarterbacks that have won a Super Bowl.
Garoppolo almost won it, too.
Yeah, he almost won it.
There you go, almost won it.
Yeah, almost won it. And yet, there's three guys that have a Super Bowl ring on their hand. Now think about that. There's three guys. And how many years are we talking about? Because, again, Brady's retired now. There's no more Drew Brees.
No more Ben. No more Drew. No more Brady.
Yeah. Like, all of those guys are retired that you know, you could go through, like, a 10 or 12, 15-year period and say, hey, this guy won the Super Bowl or
no more
whatever.
Eli.
Yeah, Eli. Those guys are all retired. Am I missing somebody? I mean, let me go through. Let me look at the standings real quick. I mean, whether it's Burrow, Watson, Lamar Jackson, Tua. I mean, it's not like there aren't quality quarterbacks, but who am I missing in all of this? I mean, I don't think that I'm missing anybody. Am I? I mean, there's a lot of good quarterbacks, and there are some special young talents, but there are three guys that have won a Super Bowl that are currently in the league over the last how many years, Oren? Would you say at least 5 or 6 years? Maybe more? How do we know what Desmond Ritter is or isn't going to be after a 10-game sample size? Like, if you hired an employee, do you only give that employee 10 days to figure it out, or... You know, and then make a decision after 10 days, not even, you know, barely 2 work weeks. I mean, I can understand that you have first impressions and stuff like that. But I think you have to give Desmond Ritter at least a full season. The 4 games from last year, a full season this year. Because, again, you're not winning 9 or 10, 11 games or whatever with Taylor Heinicke. Like, you're not winning that many games. You really think you're going to win 7 or 8 more games with Taylor Heinicke between now and the end of the season if he plays? You're not. He had better rosters in Washington. So again, I think you have to give it some time. I know people don't want to hear that, and I know it's hard to take your lumps with a young quarterback. And yes, they built the roster up better. You know, it's not your traditional, hey, we're rebuilding at quarterback and we're going to suck for the few years. You know, we're going to suck for the next handful of years. But I do think that they botched the whole Matt Ryan thing. And then the idea of playing Marcus Mariota, like you should have just, and again, I know they wanted to win, but you should have just started a young guy. If you couldn't get any money and you couldn't buy anybody and you couldn't afford anybody and you weren't going to be very good anyway, why not play a young guy? So again, I think you have to give Desmond Ridder some time to figure this thing out. What if Desmond Ridder ends up being at least a playoff quarterback? Again, it may not be the Super Bowl, and we may not know all of that, but I think you have to give him some time to try to figure out what he is. All right, 404-726-0929. Let's go out to Jacob at Marietta. What's going on, Jacob?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, buddy.
I think I'm going to have to disagree with a statement. I mean, I do agree that we need to give Desmond Ridder a little more time. I don't think it's necessarily going to be a whole season that we get to see what he can really do. And then to go on top of that, I mean, if Arthur Smith doesn't finish the season with a winning season, I think he could be on the hot seat for sure.
Well, again, I don't think he's getting fired though. I don't think if he finishes 7-10, he or Terry Fontenot are getting fired. Now, if they have one more losing season, then we could maybe have that conversation. But I don't get the sense that Arthur Blank is going. Look, again, he gave Dan and Mike Smith multiple years of bad football at the end of their tenures. And that's when they had a franchise quarterback. So I don't think that Arthur or Terry are going anywhere. Now, again, if they don't win this year, things will get hotter. But I don't think Arthur Blank is looking to start all over. Again, Arthur's 80 years old. He's not a young man anymore. This is not 30 years ago. He's not a young man. You know, you have to have some stability. Good franchises outside of, again, we talk about San Francisco. They've been to 5 of the last 10 conference championship games with 3 quarterbacks and 2 head coaches. Why? Because they're the best line of scrimmage franchise in the NFL. But those are hard to find. Like, those are few and far between. But I don't get the sense that Arthur is looking to start going out and making some changes to all this. You hired a head coach. You hired a general manager. Yes, we expected, to win. And again, if they don't start turning the corner after next year, I don't think that those guys will be here. But when you start looking at how much time he gave everybody else, I don't think Arthur's willing to change right now. Now, let's go out to Ken on the south side. What's going on, Ken?
Hey, what's going on, Shukri, man? I've been listening to you for years, man.
Thank you.
And no problem. So one thing I will say, Chuck, my thing is, yeah, Arthur Smith did give a lot of those guys a lot of time, but they did have a few successful seasons, so they kind of were granted a little bit extra time on the back end, in my opinion. I know Arthur Smith has been 7-9 his last couple of years, but as we know, quarterbacks do get your head coach fired. And unfortunately, Arthur Smith, definitely this last game, made a lot of blunders that had a lot of people confused. And personally, outside of those 3 picks that Ridder had, he didn't play bad. Of course, those 3 picks were glaring, but I'm a little bit more confused of what Arthur Smith is truly trying to do when it comes to his offensive game plan. Even our defense is playing very well with Ryan Nielsen. But I just want to get your take on truly what is Arthur Smith truly trying to make our identity when it comes with Desmond Ridder? Because he's kind of confusing me when I'm really looking at the X's and O's. Appreciate you.
Thanks, man. Look, we have gotten away from what our playing personality is. That's what frustrates me the most. because we built a roster to do certain things, and we don't do them. And I do think that it's more than just, well, defense are loading up. Well, they've been loading up against us. They've done that for the last couple of years. Defenses are going to do that. It's not like it's revolutionary that, oh, we want to run the football. Everybody knew that even last year, especially when you have Marcus Mariota at quarterback. But I think we've gotten away from what our identity is in the hopes of trying to accelerate the growth of Desmond Ridder. And maybe for right now, Desmond Ridder isn't capable of doing those kinds of things. Let's go out to Travis out in Hampton. What's going on, Travis?
Hey, what's up, Chuck?
Hey, bud.
All right, so, of course, we talk about Ridder all day, every day. First, shout out Atlanta Bird Gang, my Facebook group that I'm in. So, my thing is, I would not have had higher expectations for Ridder if Arthur Smith hadn't came out and made him a starter with literally no experience. It's like, he took him and just threw him in front of him. Okay, you're the starter. No quarterback competition during camp. You said I hired him. The place was like, you're the backup. That's it. Then you get the preseason. You don't play him. I know most starting quarterbacks don't play in the preseason, but he's not your average starting quarterback. Because a kid coming in with 4 games experience, he needs as much experience as possible. And the second thing, this team is built and ready to go right now. And you got Amiata, Grady, and Calais, all 30 and up. These guys are not trying to wait for Ridder to develop. How long is it going to take for him to develop? So how many years are we going to waste on Pitts, on London, on Bijan, on Jesse Bates? And that's my biggest thing. And I hope the kid does good. But we're built to win now, and we are one quarterback away. Thanks for taking my call.
But what are we one quarterback away from? We're not one quarterback away from the Super Bowl. By no means are we one quarterback away from the Super Bowl. I keep asking this question. How good has Kyle Pitts really been? How good has he been? And it's more than just a quarterback. How good's he really been? Has he really been that big of a difference maker? He's a special athlete, but how many football games is he winning in? All right, coming up, it'll be time for That's Life. Britney Spears laid out a heavy allegation, plus our top 10 as well. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios. Sports Radio, and After the Game, Odyssey.com app.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back at it in the Kia Studios. 9:23 on this Wednesday evening. You know what time it is.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say.
404-726-0929. Right, that's the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Oren, have you seen these allegations that Britney Spears, I guess...
Oh, boy, I have.
Has she got a new memoir coming out? Is that what it is?
Yeah, okay. She got a book coming out.
All right, so again... When you're trying to sell books, you're going to kind of go over the top or whatever like that. But she is claiming in this book that she got pregnant from Justin Timberlake.
Mm-hmm.
And Justin Timberlake was the guy who was forcing her to have an abortion. She didn't want an abortion, but his mindset was that they were too young to introduce a baby, and his career was just kind of getting started. I mean, you know, his solo career and all that, and didn't think it was the right time, and supposedly he forced her to have an abortion. Now, I guess as of right now, Justin Timberlake has not said anything about this. He's not done any kind of interview or
he released a statement.
Did he release a statement? What did it say?
He is focusing on his own family and trying not to concern himself with Britney Spears' memoir allegations.
Well, remember, didn't he do an interview after, what was it, that there was things that come out that said that yeah, she had cheated on him and all this kind of
stuff?
Well,
that was the video. He did, like, the Cry Me a River video where he used...
Well, yes, the kind of cheating on her.
Yeah, yeah.
But didn't he do like a Diane Sawyer interview about Britney cheating on him and all this kind of stuff?
I don't remember that one. I remember the radio interview where he talked about they had had, and he very openly talked about their physical relationship.
So basically, he did not come out looking all that good.
He's never looked good in relation to Britney.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, so this is one more. So I guess. I don't have a reason to not believe Britney Spears in all of this. And if I'm Justin Timberlake, I'm staying in my cabin or my house and bolting the doors, pulling down the blinds. I don't want to talk to anybody. Like, I think the worst thing he could do would be to come out and talk about it.
This is a guy who already has some allegations. Not allegations. They were founded. Like, his current wife, he cheated on her a few years ago, so... Mm-hmm. Yeah, Justin, just...
Yeah, and obviously the whole Janet Jackson thing, and all that kind of stuff. I mean...
This is an NSYNC, but no, he's got the Trolls. They're going to be like...
Well, they have a new song in the movie The Trolls.
Yeah, and there was talk of a nationwide, worldwide tour for them coming back up, too. So, I mean, I don't know what that does for them, but hey.
Yeah, and I think it's more than just selling books. I mean, I think this is probably cathartic for Britney in a lot of ways. Like,
now, I don't want to speak ill of Britney, but
she's crazy. I mean,
the videos she's posted recently on social media, they seem more like a cry for help than actually her just being sort of...
Maybe the conservatorship was the best thing for her.
I don't know. You know who does want to see what's going on with Miss Spears? Hugh Douglas won't stop texting me about her.
Really?
Yeah. He's just like, you know what, man? I just want to see. I just want to see what happens.
Wow.
Shout out to you. Speaking of putting people into the business out there in the street.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. That's
you, my dog, Hugh.
Not to know. Did you see Jordan Vandersloot today admitted in court that he killed Natalie Holloway?
No, I didn't see that.
Yes, he did. He has admitted it's part of a plea deal because, again, he got convicted of, I think it's 20 years in prison for basically trying to extort money out of the family of Natalie Holloway. And part of the plea deal is He has admitted to killing her. Supposedly he bludgeoned her after she refused his sexual advances on that beach, and he threw her out to shore, threw her in the water. So not exactly a happy ending, but this is back in, I think, was it 2008? I mean, think about how long it's been. 15 years?
No, 03.
Oh, my God. 20 years ago is when the Natalie Holloway murder happened?
Yeah, it's been that long.
Wow. That's crazy. And again, I think everybody thought that he had done it, but now he's openly admitted that, okay, he was the one that... And, you know, he's been convicted of murder before. Like, he has been convicted of murdering another girl.
Stephanie Flores.
Yes, that did not succumb to his sexual advances. So it wasn't unusual to think that he was in this position where he wouldn't have done that a second time. So, but that's part of his plea deal, is that he's got to provide a polygraph and give all the details of it. But he has admitted now that he is, you know, actually did kill Natalie Holloway. And we'll probably get more of the story as it comes out. Now, do you know what Club Random is? So that's a kind of like YouTube kind of talk show that Bill Maher does, like in between, you know, his gig on Friday nights, Real Time with Bill Maher. So he does this thing called Club Random, and he gets like different celebrities to kind of just basically hang out with them, drink coffee, drink alcohol, smoke cigars, and just kind of talk about things. So his latest guest is Tommy Lee. And the drummer of Motley Crue, Tommy Lee, said that he used to drink 2 gallons of vodka a day. 2 gallons of vodka a day. He was on Club Random, and he said he used to drink gallons and gallons, the big handle of vodka. And he explained that alcohol is such an effing weird one, too, because it's easy to fall in love with the way it makes you feel, where it makes you relax. And then all of a sudden, it's amazing. I'm drinking 2 gallons of vodka a day. You're trying to kill yourself now. And Bill Maher said, 2 gallons a day? And he said, I swear to God. I swear to you, dude. I swear to God. And he said, And Bill Maher said, are you sure? He said, yeah, you can ask my wife. I guess Brittany Furlon is his wife, who he married in 2019.
She's a former influencer.
Oh, okay. What did she influence?
I won't answer that, John.
Okay.
John
Chucker. do you believe a story like this?
I mean, what's the story about Keith Richards that after his father died, he took the ashes and mixed them up with a white powdery substance and then snorted them up? So. Yeah. There are some guys who, I mean, they've lived enough to where, like, if I'd be more surprised if it wasn't true than if it was true for Tommy Lee.
There are some guys that are never going to die. That no matter what they do to their body, if they haven't died by now, their body is never going to stop and shut down. Like, they're going to live to hundreds of years old. They're going to defy gravity and the metaphysical nature of Earth by never dying. Tommy Lee feels like one of those guys. Wasn't he one of the guys that basically, again, all the drugs and he had his heart stop or whatever? Was that him or was that Nikki Sixx that had his heart stop?
I did both of them.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Probably. Yeah, they probably just traded non-working hearts with one another. So, I can believe it. With Tommy Lee, I can believe it. So. And we've seen what he's packing, so, I mean, we know what. What? Can I tell you that was the lamest celebrity video of all time, was that Tommy Lee video?
That's good for that one, yes.
Yeah, Tommy Lee and Pamela. How'd that work out for him? Anyway. All right. Today is also National No Beard Day. Now, Oren and I obviously have facial hair here.
Yes, we do.
So, tonight's top 10 list. Your top 10 guys who look good with a beard or goatee, Oren, the floor is yours.
All righty, sir. These are in no particular order.
Sure.
No particular order, sir. John Hamm. John Hamm looks good with the beard. I'm not gonna lie.
I think he looks better actually clean shaven.
The Don Draper look is cool, but the kind of the rugged sort of the rugged sort of Toto, I think that suits him better.
Do you know he played Fletch in a movie?
Yeah, I watched him.
Okay.
I watched Fletch.
That's the worst movie ever done.
I fell asleep during it.
It's not funny. There's nothing funny about that movie.
Like, I legit fell asleep during it. I legit fell asleep.
I threw my shoe through the TV when I saw it.
Ooh, why'd you do that?
Just because it was so bad.
Is that bad?
Yeah.
He had a mustache in Ted Lasso, but facial hair-wise, Jason Sudeikis.
Huh.
He had the solid facial hair. Individual.
Okay.
Jason Statham.
I've got Jason Statham on my list. Like, that's one of the great, like, 5 o'clock shadow beards.
Guys,
yeah.
Do you ever watch the show The League?
I've heard of it.
Okay.
That's not the one, The League of Shadows.
No. Okay. This one up with the fantasy football guys. There's a character on there, Jason Mantzoukas.
Okay.
Solid beard.
Johnny Manziel?
Not Johnny Manziel, no.
Okay.
Idris Elba.
I have Idris Elba on my list as well. I think he looks great. Like, he needs the facial hair. Like, the facial hair kind of makes that look.
It does. Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, I have him on my list
as
well.
How about that?
Yes.
Kind of similar taste here, John Chuckery. It's kind of scaring me a little bit, huh?
Well, we just talked about Tommy Lee's unit. I mean,
No, you talked about that.
Sorry.
Not me. Robert Downey Jr., the Tony Stark beard.
Great. I have that on my list because that was a great look. That was a great look for him. Now the Chaplin thing didn't look so good, but again, I know he's playing the movie part. But.
Yeah. Rapper Common.
You know, I almost put him on my list as well because he does look good. But I put one of his co-stars on my list.
Okay. My last two here, Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey. And Donald Glover. Donald Glover is a solid facial-haired individual.
So even with Steve Harvey, the hair on top wasn't real, though.
No, the hair, long rumored that wasn't his hair. No.
Yeah, he went from a full head of hair to just bald.
Yeah, and he always had that hairline that never had a single hair out of place.
Yes.
Never had a single out of place on that hairline.
Yeah, and people dissected that like the Zapruder film.
They had to because it was just that sharp.
Yes. It was like people would like talk about like, okay, you can see this and that and how perfect.
The precision, whoever would cut his hair, they didn't use clippers, they used lasers.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right, here's what I've got. I think George Clooney looks better with the facial hair now that he's got kind of the goatee.
So not the
look.
From Dusk Till Dawn Clooney, but the rugged Clooney.
I like the facial hair on him. I had Robert Downey Jr., I had Jason Statham, Idris Elba, Chris Hemsworth, Hugh Jackman.
Oh, that's a solid one.
Yeah, Hugh Jackman and his buddy Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds doesn't look as good without the facial
hair. I'll give him with the shadow.
Yeah. And I said Common's co-star, Keanu Reeves looks much better with facial hair on him than the Matrix kind of guy.
Like Matrix or early Johnny Utah facial hair, yes.
And Bill and Ted or whatever they
Johnny Mnemonic, that guy he played too.
Yes. So I think he looks better in the John Wick kind of look. And then my favorite beard is a combination of Mike Piazza, Aaron Rodgers, and Jeff Garcia. Those are my three favorite beards.
Huh.
Oh, do you know why?
Why?
Not because of their facial hair, though. You ever heard the stories about Aaron Rodgers and his roommate when he first went to the NFL and Jeff Garcia and Piazza?
I've heard the rumors of Jeff Garcia before, but I've never heard
And Mike name. Piazza?
Never heard the Mike Piazza one, sir. No.
And Jeff Garcia and his roommate when he first got into the NFL
This is taking a turn. Oh my gosh.
So that's the beards.
Let me find a song to play so we can get out this damn segment.
One of the great beards of all time. All right, one more segment to go. Thank God, huh? Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at it. Chuck Reese Show, Brown Liquor Music Hour, rolling right along. 404-726-0929. Had somebody on the text line say Sean Connery. You know, it's funny because Sean Connery was such a good-looking guy in the James Bond
era. Yeah, with no beard.
But as he got older, I agree that that was a great look. I mean, with the facial.
The salt and pepper. Yes. Kind of complimented him well.
Yes. We're watching some AEW wrestling out here. So we just had a big announcement. So,
somebody's being introduced?
So Sting came out and made an announcement. You know, you remember Sting?
I'm familiar. Yeah, he's in AEW now.
Yes.
Is he damn near 60 now?
He's 62 or 63. I had Darby Allin on recently, and he talked about working with Sting, and he's like 62 or 63.
He's still taking bumps at 62?
Yep. And he just made an announcement that, so they have a pay-per-view coming up this weekend, I believe, AEW Revolution. So he said that AEW Revolution 2024, next October, will be his final match, and he's retiring at that point.
I thought he was going to retire when they inducted him into the WWE Hall of Fame, and they had the big ceremony at WrestleMania, and then they had what was the big NWO, the match or whatever that was like NWO or somebody else altogether.
Yeah, it was Triple H against Sting, and then all the NWO guys.
And he came up in the whole, it was like the whole like samurai, like the hair, and then Kevin Nash with like tore his thigh or something in that match, if I'm not mistaken.
He retired in 2015 or 16, something like that.
Yeah.
And then, of course, again, Tony Khan paid him probably millions of dollars to come back and wrestle.
Just
and,
for a couple, a couple little appearances every once in a while.
Yeah,
well, he's doing like, is he on AEW every week? He's got like a pretty full card he's doing right now, though, right?
Yeah, he's pretty regular every week. I mean, just about. I mean, as much as he can be. So, but he's announced that his AEW Revolution in 2024. So we got one more year of Sting. And we'll see. Look, there's been a lot of rumors that Bill Goldberg's going to have his retirement match in AEW as well.
Goldberg is not done. I thought his didn't he have like a horrible pay-per-view match or something against, was it The Undertaker or something he had?
It was in Saudi Arabia. The last time we saw him in Saudi Arabia was dreadful. And I can't remember if it was The Undertaker or not. Wasn't The Undertaker, but The Undertaker had a dreadful match in against Shawn Michaels. Kane, The Undertaker, and Shawn Michaels and Triple H had a match in Saudi Arabia that set wrestling back 60 years. Like, it was one of the worst matches of all time. But Goldberg supposedly wants a retirement match. And I wonder if maybe Sting will be his retirement match.
Oh, that's... Yeah.
Yeah. Two 60-something-year-old guys, whatever. So, let me ask you a question. Do you like haunted houses?
Clowns freak me out. So while on the surface, yes, they are fun, but if I see a clown, it's not great.
Okay. There is on, what is this? This is on, I guess, Hulu. There is a documentary. Have you ever heard of this place? It's called McCamey Manor. There's a Hulu special on.
Is that one of those places you have to go to sign a release that if anything happens to you, they're not held responsible for it or something?
Well, so people across the country are flocking to this quote-unquote haunted house where they describe itself as an extreme haunted experience where guests are promised the most terrifying and mentally exhausting 10-plus hours of their lives. In fact, there have been petitions published that call it a torture chamber under disguise. One petition in 2019 received nearly 200,000 signatures. The petition read, quote, McCamey Manor advertised as an extreme haunt when in fact it is not a haunted house. It's a torture chamber under disguise. Reportedly, they do screenings to find the weakest, most easily manipulated people to do the haunt. It's reported that if Russ doesn't think you're easily manipulated, you are not allowed to go. They said it's a survival horror boot camp experience. It's where we personalize each and every show around an individual's own personal fears and phobias, so it's very personalized. Every show is different. And they have a picture. here on their, on Instagram of some guy with his eyes and mouth all taped up. Does that sound like fun at all? Like seriously.
There's supposed to be like an air of like, oh, it's a haunted house, you know, it's, I'm gonna be scared, but it's gonna be fun scared. Like,
so Russ McCamey owns and operates multiple locations of the Extreme Haunted House in Summertown, Tennessee, and Huntsville, Alabama, where he requires visitors to fulfill a long list of requirements, including a 40-page waiver and the completion of a physical exam.
See, I don't need all that for a haunted house, man. I just let me pay my money. Let me get my ticket. If I have to stand in line, that's the extent of exertion I will give.
Do you know how much he charges for this experience?
Probably close to like – it's over $1,000, I'm guessing.
Nope. A bag of dog food. Visitors must also follow strict guidelines, which include no cussing, drinking, smoking, running, eating, or touching the actors or props. While a safe word allegedly promises a prompt exit from the intense experience, the petition called Shut Down McCamey Manor claims otherwise. The 2019 petition alleges that they target people that are most easily manipulated. Previously, no safe word was allowed. He changed that, but there's been reports that the torture continues even when people repeat their safe word for several minutes. One man was allegedly tortured so bad, it wasn't until the workers thought they had killed him that they finally decided to stop.
So the workers have been instructed to
go all out.
Go all out.
Yes.
And if this person dies, you stop.
This is like 8mm. You ever see that movie?
Movie was horrible.
Yes. Like, that's the most disturbing.
Snuff films, basically.
That's the most disturbing movie I've ever seen in my life.
You know who also says that, too?
Huh?
John Freaky.
Oh, Freaky.
Freaky? It's too freaky for Freaky.
Yeah. I mean, that's like the most god-awful movie to have to watch. Some visitors of McCamey Manor have taken to Reddit to express their fear and frustration, warning future patrons against going through with the experience, calling it torture porn. One Reddit user wrote the reason that McCamey doesn't accept any money is because he only desires the footage of what he puts his customers through. His payment is having footage of people crying, throwing up, having mental breakdowns, and begging for him to let them go. Why the hell would anybody put themselves through this? McCamey says no one has completed the tour, even though he promises to pay $20,000 to anyone who can sit through roughly 10 hours of this real-life nightmare. Why would anybody go through something like this? Seriously.
People are stupid.
Yeah, they are, and they're whacked out. Man, oh, man, oh, man. I mean, just get yourself an ex-wife. That's torture enough. Anyway. All right, when we come back, love TKO. We're going to wrap things up. Chuck Green at Kia Studios, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different.
Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at it, Chuckery Show. Brown Liquor Music Hour rolling right along. 404-726-0929. Had somebody on the text line say Sean Connery. You know, it's funny because Sean Connery was such a good-looking guy in the James Bond
era.
Yeah,
with no beard.
But as he got older, I agree that that was a great look. I mean, with the facial.
The salt and pepper. Yes. Kind of complimented him well.
Yes. We're watching some AEW wrestling out here. So we just had a big announcement. So
somebody's being introduced?
So Sting came out and made an announcement. You know, you remember Sting?
I'm familiar. Yeah, he's in AEW now.
Yes.
Is he damn near 60 now?
He's 62 or 63. I had Darby Allin on recently, and he talked about working with Sting. And he's like 62 or 63.
He's still taking bumps at 62?
Yep. And he just made an announcement that – so they have a pay-per-view coming up this weekend, I believe, AEW Revolution. So he said that AEW Revolution 2024 next October will be his final match, and he's retiring at that point.
I thought he was going to retire when they inducted him into the WWE Hall of Fame. And they had the big ceremony at WrestleMania, and then they had what was the big NWO – the match or whatever that was like NWO or somebody else
altogether. Yeah, it was Triple H against Sting and then all the NWO guys.
And he came up in it was like the whole like samurai, like the hair, and then Kevin Nash with like tore his thigh or something in that match, if I'm not mistaken.
He retired in 2015 or 16, something like that.
Yeah.
And then of course again Tony Khan paid him probably millions of dollars to come back and wrestle.
Just
and,
for a couple, couple little appearances every once in a while.
Yeah.
Well, he's doing like, is he on AEW every week? He's got like a pretty full card he's doing right now, though, right?
Yeah, he's pretty regular every week. I mean, just about. I mean, as much as he can be. So, but he's announced that his AEW Revolution in 2024. So we got one more year of Sting. And we'll see. Look, there's been a lot of rumors that Bill Goldberg's going to have his retirement match in AEW as well.
Goldberg is not done. I thought his didn't he have like a horrible pay-per-view match or something against – was it The Undertaker or something he had?
It was in Saudi Arabia. The last time we saw him in Saudi Arabia was dreadful. And I can't remember if it was The Undertaker or not. It wasn't The Undertaker. But The Undertaker had a dreadful match in – against Shawn Michaels. Kane, The Undertaker, and Shawn Michaels and Triple H had a match in Saudi Arabia that set wrestling back 60 years. Like, it was one of the worst matches of all time. But Goldberg supposedly wants a retirement match. And I wonder if maybe Sting will be his retirement match.
Oh, that's... Yeah.
Yeah. Two 60-something-year-old guys, whatever. So, let me ask you a question. Do you like haunted houses?
Clowns freak me out. So while on the surface, yes, they are fun, but if I see a clown, it's not great.
Okay. There is on, what is this? This is on, I guess, Hulu. There is a documentary. Have you ever heard of this place? It's called, It's called McCamey Manor. There's a Hulu special on
it. Is that one of those places you have to go to sign a release that if anything happens to you, they're not held responsible for it or something?
Well, so people across the country are flocking to this quote-unquote haunted house where they describe itself as an extreme haunted experience where guests are promised the most terrifying and mentally exhausting 10-plus hours of their lives. In fact, there have been petitions published that call it a torture chamber under disguise. One petition in 2019 received nearly 200,000 signatures. The petition read, quote, McCamey Manor advertised as an extreme haunt when in fact it is not a haunted house. It's a torture chamber under disguise. Reportedly, they do screenings to find the weakest, most easily manipulated people to do the haunt. It's reported that if Russ doesn't think you're easily manipulated, you are not allowed to go. They said it's a survival horror boot camp experience. It's where we personalize each and every show around an individual's own personal fears and phobias, so it's very personalized. Every show is different. And they have a picture here on their, on Instagram of some guy with his eyes and mouth all taped up. Does that sound like fun at all? Like seriously.
There's supposed to be like an air of like, oh, it's a haunted house, you know, I'm going to be scared, but it's going to be fun scared, like.
So Russ McCamey owns and operates multiple locations of the extreme haunted house in Summertown, Tennessee, and Huntsville, Alabama, where he requires visitors to fulfill a long list of requirements, including a 40-page waiver and the completion of a physical exam.
See, I don't need all that for a haunted house, man. Just let me pay my money. Let me get my ticket. If I have to stand in line, that's the extent of exertion I will give.
Do you know how much he charges for this experience?
Probably close to like it's over $1,000. I'm guessing.
Nope, a bag of dog food. Visitors must also follow strict guidelines, which include no cussing, drinking, smoking, running, eating, or touching the actors or props. While a safe word allegedly promises a prompt exit from the intense experience, the petition called Shut Down McCamey Manor claims otherwise. The 2019 petition alleges that they target people that are most easily manipulated. Previously, no safe word was allowed. He changed that, but there's been reports that the torture continues even when people repeat their safe word for several minutes. One man was allegedly tortured so bad, it wasn't until the workers thought they had killed him that they finally decided to stop.
So the workers have been instructed to
go all out.
Go all out.
Yes.
And if this person dies, you stop.
This is like 8mm. You ever see that movie?
Movie was horrible.
Yes. Like, that's the most disturbing.
Snuff films, basically.
That's the most disturbing movie I've ever seen in my life.
You know who also says that, too?
Huh.
John Freaky.
Oh, Freaky.
Freaky. It's too freaky for Freaky.
Yeah. I mean, that's like the most god-awful movie to have to watch. Some visitors of McCamey Manor have taken to Reddit to express their fear and frustration, warning future patrons against going through with the experience, calling it torture porn. One Reddit user wrote the reason that McCamey doesn't accept any money is because he only desires the footage of what he puts his customers through. His payment is having footage of people crying, throwing up, having mental breakdowns, and begging for him to let them go. Why the hell would anybody put themselves through this? McCamey says no one has completed the tour, even though he promises to pay $20,000 to anyone who can sit through roughly 10 hours of this real-life nightmare. Why would anybody go through something like this? Seriously. Because
people are stupid.
Yeah, they are. And they're whacked out. Man, oh, man, oh, man. I mean, just get yourself an ex-wife. That's torture enough. Anyway. All right, when we come back, love TKO. We're going to wrap things up. Chuck Green at Kia Studios, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.